The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, the Taoiseach last night referred to the hope around vaccines on the horizon, but let's look at some of the logistics of these vaccines. Will the journey to get them into the hands of our GPs and pharmacies be a bumpy one? Science journalist Sean Duke joins me now. Sean, first of all, such a focus on developing a vaccine, that's only part of the battle, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. This is only the beginning, really. But at least we have vaccines, that's one thing. But a lot of these new vaccines, they're called messenger RNA vaccines. Now, the problem with those is that they have to be kept at very cold temperatures. So the Pfizer one that we've heard about, there's two, and there's Moderna is the other one. The Pfizer one in particular would be a little bit tricky because it has to be kept at minus 70 when it's being shipped.
Minus 70?
Minus 70. So that is really cold. So
how does that compare with other vaccines, a typical vaccine? Is that unusual?
Well, a lot of vaccines can be kept at room temperature, basically between 2 and 8, or even a little bit cooler. You know, some of them are minus 10, but minus 70 is extraordinary. And it's part of a new generation of vaccines, if you like. They're quite sensitive, these messenger RNA vaccines, as they're called.
So how do you move something around the world, keeping it at minus 70?
It's tough. Now, I got in touch with Pfizer. They have a manufacturing plant in Belgium where they're going to produce it. So it won't have to come from America, I think. Most of it will come from there. They'll fly it in, it seems. So it'll come in by airport. And then it looks like it'll be distributed to various points around Ireland. We're not sure exactly where. So possibly GPs and pharmacies. Now, it looks like it's going to come in these little suitcases with dry ice contained in them. And they will
and
then...
And vials, I presume. Some kind. It's a bit like a Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, movie, exactly. Yeah. Your suitcase will arrive down in Mayo or wherever it is.
But how long then, the minus 70 challenge, let's say for the Pfizer one, how long, what's the shelf life? In other words, how long can it last after being manufactured?
Exactly. Well, according to Pfizer, ideally, you would have ultra low temperature freezers that would last up to 6 months. That's not going to happen because we don't have them, except in the universities and the hospitals, they're full. So these little suitcases I told you about, well, you can actually keep them for about 30 days if you keep replenishing them with dry ice every 5 days. Now, there's a lack of dry ice around because you use that to refrigerate foods and there's more demand. There has been more demand this year.
That's the stuff they used to use on top of the pops in the 70s.
That's
wasn't it.
You remember in the
80s? It was the 70s.
Whatever it was, Kate Bush and the crowd, yeah.
But there's a shortage of that, is there?
There is a shortage, yes.
They're not easily made.
It's frozen carbon dioxide, so you can make it, but it's a demand. You know, there's a huge demand out there. Everybody's scrambling for this stuff.
So presumably, as we speak right now, people in that business who make dry ice, and they must be just flat out completely.
Yeah, and there are a couple of companies in Ireland who produce it, so they will be flat out, absolutely. They'll be on the pig's back, as they say. And the little vials as well, they're quite specialised. Vials that the vaccine has to be contained in. There might be... They have to be glass, yeah, and they have to be made in a certain way. So it seems that there might be a shortage of those as well. So this is kind of like the new PPE, if you like, back in March. There's going to be a bit of a scramble. And that's maybe why we haven't heard so much yet about the exact way we're going to do this.
And in the medical field, when you think of this idea of the last mile, what's the last mile in relation to pharmaceuticals or vaccines?
Yeah, so you would bring it into, say, the airport, and then the last mile would be essentially somebody like UPS, they're very specialised, or United Drug Distributors. They would then deliver it to the GPs or the pharmacies or for the point of use, they call it. So I guess if they have these little suitcases, you could have them in GP offices for a while. We're not, it looks like we won't have the freezers. But again, I talked to the specialist distributors. They haven't heard yet from the task force. So the task force is keeping very quiet on their plans.
But this is the task force chaired by Breen McGrath, who was on the show last week. And I see he's quoted in the newspaper today talking about the allocation or the purchase of orders by the European Union, so many 1.3 billion. And it looks as if our population allocation would mean they're looking at six vaccines, maybe 15 million doses we might be in line to purchase.
That'd be wonderful if we can. Now, we have to get more than one shot. That's another thing in the logistics. So with both these Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, it's not just a once-off. So you'll have to get two shots at least. So you'll have to track that and say, well, who got the shot first? And so we'd have to have a very solid tracking system.
Does
there.
Does the Moderna one have to be transported at minus 70?
It doesn't, no. The Moderna one can be transported at around minus two, minus four. So that's not as much of a challenge because, you know, a lot of refrigerators, basic refrigerators could handle that. So that's the Pfizer one is the tricky one, really.
And I know that some countries, Germany, for example, are looking at having these kind of mass vaccine centres. You travel to a centre and that's where you would get the vaccine. Are we looking at anything like
vaccine
that?
Vaccine parks. No, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to be doing that because the Germans will have these refrigerators, these ultra-cold refrigerators, mobile units. They'll have all that infrastructure. I don't think we have it. We can't get it now because they're made in China, these units. So the Germans will have a vaccine park and distribute from there. No, I think it'll be Dublin Airport, maybe Cork Airport, and then by road to the various points of use, as they call it.
And that's likely to be through the GP system?
They haven't said, but I think it's going to be GPs and it's going to be pharmacies possibly, yeah. And they'll have these little suitcases there and they'll hopefully have enough dry ice to keep replenishing their suitcase. There's about 1,000 doses in each suitcase. So I think that's the way it's going to be done.
The other thing is just on the efficacy of the vaccines themselves. There seems to be some question about whether or not a vaccine would prevent a person from getting COVID-19 or whether it would prevent them from becoming ill with COVID-19, because in the latter case, they may still be able to transmit it to someone else.
Yeah, it's they're not sure about that. They don't really know. There's arguments on both sides of that. It's not as dangerous. These vaccines are not as dangerous as previous ones. I'd like to say that because they used to use dead virus. So these are not dead virus vaccines. These are messenger RNA to produce the protein, little spike, and then the antibodies to stimulate the system, our own immune system. So they're actually safer than in the old days.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. Science journalist Sean Duke.